We'll start today with the death of a man who built a career looking into the death of another man, John F. Kennedy. His name was Gary Mack, and he was the longtime curator of the Sixth Floor Museum in Dallas. Mack died of a rare cancer today. He was 68. KERA's digital news editor Eric Austin is here. Eric, why was this man so important in the world of JFK assassination research?
Mainly because Gary Mack was an artifact hunter. He spent hours tracking down every possible item related to the assassination, from pictures to films to documents, and anyone who might uncover new details. Mack later said his search could be frustrating because when photos and film showed up, it just opened more doors. And here's how he described that in 2013 at an event at the Sixth Floor Museum.
We have a home movie that was filmed from the fourth floor of the depository. And sure enough, right out there in the corner of Elm and Houston, you can see two people with cameras. There's a telephoto lens, and she was running around the corner as she appeared briefly in this film. These women have never come forward. No pictures from those locations have ever surfaced. What else did they take?
Gary Mack was passionate to get to the bottom of what happened back in November 1963.
In some ways, Mack became the public face of the Sixth Floor Museum.
Yeah, he sure did. He gave countless interviews about the assassination. I mean, this guy knew which photographers and reporters were at which locations the day JFK was in Dallas. He even knew the color of a sticker on the windshield of the presidential limo. Mack joined the museum in 1994 after spending several years in radio and TV in Dallas-Fort Worth. He was an assassination advisor to news networks and newspapers. And in 2003, he was a co-producer of a KERA-TV documentary called JFK Breaking the News that explored how reporters responded to the assassination.
Now, Mack had his own opinions on the assassination.
You could call him a conspiracy theorist, but his opinions mellowed over time. 2 years ago, Mack told the Dallas Morning News he was convinced Oswald didn't act alone, but he said he couldn't prove it, and neither could anyone else. Here's what Mack said to KERA's Chris Boyd on Think back in 2009.
The public opinion surveys have shown that most people just simply do not believe the lone gunman story of the Warren Commission and all. They don't really know what did happen.
Mack also stressed that the Sixth Floor Museum has remained neutral and sticks to its role of simply telling visitors what happened in Dallas in November 1963.
That's KERA's digital news editor Eric Austin. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks, Justin.